RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Knicks last night, great win over New Orleans. I mean, this team, it's just, you expect nothing less at this point.
Well, this is, well, because we talk a lot about Tibbs and how Tom Thibodeau was so important to get the culture change for the New York Knicks, and then they started to upgrade the roster. But there is just something about developing everybody. It's not just, hey, grow and be a good player, Jalen Brunson. You know, Karl Anthony Towns and OG, grow and be a good player. It's these guys, Tyler Kolek or Mo Diawara last night. Like, all of these guys now have a role and they feel important. Like, individually, they think that they're important to this team.
Because they are.
They played 12 guys last night.
Yeah.
Now, Hawk Porty was bad, but other than that, everybody contributed in this game. And so when I watch what the Knicks have become, it's deep. And it's survivable when Josh Hart, who's now out with an injury, is not there.
That's exactly it. They could not survive, like when OG got hurt last year, they could not survive the injuries, or they wouldn't be able to in the postseason, as we saw with the war of attrition.
Right.
This is accomplishing two things for the Knicks now this year. Number one, it's helping them by playing 12 guys deep like last night, avoid some of the overextension of minutes unnecessarily in some of these games that should keep the bodies healthier come the postseason.
Yep.
And it's getting them valuable experience now that, so if you do have a key injury come the postseason, because that's what this is all about for the Knicks team, you will have guys you feel comfortable going to because you relied on them all season
long.
Or
if somebody gets cold.
Yes. And look, I mean, the Knicks are so deep right now. Past years were worried about, like, oh, what are the Knicks going to be, you know, fishing for in the buyout market? I don't even know if you're worried about that with right now.
You probably could, because you could use another wing.
Sure.
Or big, you know, like just another guard, something like that. But
they're so good, Tiki, they could roll with what they have.
100%. They really are. I mean, they closed the lineup out last night, and it was Deuce and Jalen and OG, who's been unbelievable defensively, and Cat, obviously, Karl Anthony Towns, and then we're rewatching it now. This is it was so well coached and well done. Their closeout team right now can make shots. They can play relatively good defense, and even against some of the better teams, you don't fear them.
No,
and so they become this team that even if they play poorly, you still think they can win.
Yeah, they're never out of these games, as we know, and as we saw on Christmas, obviously with their biggest comeback of the season. I also, you could tell I have some emotional hedging going as a non-Knicks fan. So today I get like my FanDuel like end of year review.
Right.
Most teams bet on and won for me this year. Three.
Knicks?
Knicks with three. Mm. It was Kansas City Chiefs, which I must have been on some run with them in January last year, and I probably bet them early this year. Chiefs, Notre Dame, and the Knicks. And I just openly laughed at the Knicks, and I thought about this show and all we talked about with the emotional hedging. So this year has been very fruitful for the New York Knicks, for daddy's pockets.
I mean, they look like the best team in the East.
Now, the question is, we know they're the best team in the East. Where are Knicks fans? We got the first round here of the All-Star voting in.
Mm.
And number one makes a lot of sense in the East. We have Giannis. All right, that's a global player.
Yeah, and he's missed so much time. It's just kind of like...
But he's such a global star,
right,
that'll give him a pass. I have no issue with that. So I'm thinking, number two, we have the biggest city in America. This is New York's team. Mm. Brunson, surely number two, Tiki. Jalen Brunson's number three.
Behind?
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey has...
I know he's a great player.
Great player and very deserving.
That means Philly's showing out for him then.
Well, that's exactly my problem here with the Knicks fans. 32,000 more votes than Jalen Brunson.
It's not January yet.
Okay.
That's what this is. It's the Knicks fan is not all in yet.
I almost admire Knicks fans from the standpoint of saying the All-Star game means so little to you because you have bigger things in your docket. Like, I actually admire that. But at the same time...
Yeah, make him an All-Star.
He's going to be an All-Star, but like you can't have a Philly player when we have this many more people in New York than in Philadelphia have more votes than your quote-unquote Prince of New York.
And it's easy to vote now.
Yes, easier than ever.
All you got to do is go online and vote.
I'm not the tell people to go vote, but you should be voting.
Would you go online and vote?
No, I mean, this is the problem. I'm a total hypocrite when saying this. Yeah. I haven't voted for a single All-Star of any of my teams in at least a decade. You know when I stopped voting?
I think we did it as a show bit 2 years ago.
Oh, okay. Did we?
Yeah. I forget who it was.
You might see stuff on Twitter, like vote for the Pro Bowl.
It was baseball, though. It wasn't even basketball. It was baseball we were doing it for.
I stopped voting for All-Stars the moment the stadium stopped taking the paper ballots out. I used to love sitting there and punching the holes and everything. Right. I can't be bothered to go online. I've matured.
Well, that's how the Knicks fan is right now.
But that's why I know I'm being a hypocrite, and that's why I'm kind of poking fun at Knicks fans. But seriously, Tyrese Maxey can't have more votes than Jalen Brunson. We have more people. Can you get out there and vote? Either that or
he deserves to be an All-Star.
Either that or, you know, recognition that this is a two-team town, and a lot of these Nets fans are just not going to vote for Jalen Brunson. 888-808-1019. No takers? No takers in the bait? Okay. Yeah. Mike and Clifton Park.
Do we care about the Nets?
Yeah. Hey, they're hot.
Guys,
they played
show.
Well with
How's
the Warriors last night.
What's up, Mike?
What's up?
Hey, so listen, Kiki, you have to do me a favor.
Yeah.
I listen to the Giants on the radio often.
Yeah.
And for the last 10 years, it's been over, under, or fact or fiction. We know the Giants stink. We know what the answers are going to be for all these things. I can't take it anymore. I'm going to drive my car into a tree. It's always, you know,
I think I got a couple of those, though, this weekend, especially the Jackson Dart under 240 yards passing or something like that.
Oh, my God. It is
the Tina loves those.
Okay. I know.
It's painful. And one more Giant point, please. I think a new GM for the Giants should be Leon Rose. Mr. Mara, please. And if you don't hire Leon, Mr. Mara, please ask him who to hire.
Yeah.
No shame anymore.
Right. Or thanks, somebody Mike. Like that.
Yeah.
Somebody who just has a plan and is just quietly going to go about it. Doesn't care if people get upset that he's not public and visible and telling you the plan. Just go do it.
By the way,
it took some time, for the Knicks. They got incrementally better every year, and now this year feels like their season. But it was so quiet and so well orchestrated that it's hard not to give him a ton of credit
for how we went about it. They were the Giants.
Of course they were. They were inept. You knew they weren't winning anything.
I take the quietest of Leon Rose, too. We get so angry at the football general managers and coaches because we hear from them too.
Yes.
We hear from them more than we see the team play because there's so few games.
Yes, that's right.
And it drives you nuts. I would like to peel back. I think we would be way more sane about our football teams if we didn't hear from them as much.
That's a good point.
You know? I said we couldn't wait to see the Joe Shane bye week press conference. We all were guilty of it.
Right.
Oh, I got to see him. He's out there. What's he going to say? He's going to stumble. And you're rooting for him to fail in what he says too.
Right.
What a sickness we have.
I know.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.